Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bible in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 27. Amen. Psalms chapter 27. My heart shall not fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me. And such as breath out cruelty, I had painted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait unto the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, unto the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, our God and our Redeemer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your great love, for your provision, your loving kindness, Lord, and the protection and guidance throughout the past days, O Lord God. Lord, thank you for the strength and deliverance for carrying us when we were too shattered and tired to really have strength, O God. Thank you for leading us and guiding us gently always, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, O Lord. We magnify your name and glorify your name, O Lord. Lord, give us an upright heart, O God. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord, we thank you, O God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the blessing that we have received from you, Father in heaven. Let us now come to God. Let us now repent and return back to God fully. Lord, hear us and guide us, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, died on the cross for our sins.
Yes.
To forgive our sins, O Lord God. And to give us eternal life, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We confess our sins, O Lord God, our wrongdoings. As you have said in your word, Lord, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Lord, heal us and cleanse us. As we confess and renounce our sins, our mistakes, Lord, cleanse us, O Lord God, from all unrighteousness for your name's sake, O God. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness, O Lord God, of our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, O Lord God, thank you, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord God. Let us ask our personal request and petition unto the Lord. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Hallelujah. All requests, all your requests and your petition, ask God. Give all to God. Everything we need is in God's hand. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can ask to you our need. Lord, we cry out unto you, Lord God. Answer our prayers, O Lord. Answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters, O Lord God. Listen to our requests, O Lord God. All our needs, Lord, provide, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray for our family, husband, wife, children, and siblings, and our parents. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, be with us, O God. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, I pray for each and every family, Lord, for your protection. Lord, this family is yours, O Lord God. Bless every family in this congregation, O Lord God. We pray, Lord, each husband to be the head and the wife will be the helper, Lord God, to teach their children together, O Lord God, in the way of righteousness, O Lord. Help each husband and wife, Lord, to read the Bible with their children, O Lord God. And they meditate your word and worship you, O Lord. Lord, I pray for all the single mother, Lord. Help them. You are our provider, O Lord God. Provide whatever their needs are, O Lord God. Protect them, O Lord. Guide them, O Lord God. Give them strength, O Lord God, and knowledge as they nurture their children, Lord. Grant them wisdom, O Lord God, to lead their children in righteousness, Father. Lord, we pray, O Lord God, for our brothers and sisters, Lord. Watch over them, O Lord God, and keep them safe, Lord. Help them in their path in life, O Lord God. Lord, we lift them up unto you, O Lord God. Wherever they are, Lord, now, we pray. Help them. Keep them safe, O Lord Jesus. Let us pray for our job and the place where we are working. Father God, you are our refuge and our fortress, Lord. Thank you that you are our provider and a source of supply, O Lord God. Teach us, O Lord, to be a good steward. Teach us how to manage our resources, O Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this job, Lord. Lord, bless our job, bless our company and our employer, Lord. Lord, help us to be a living testimony to our colleagues, O Lord God. Lord, help us and bless us, O Lord God, to receive our salary on time, O Lord God. So we can give what is due to you, O Lord God, to give our tithes and offerings and our first fruits in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, you give everything to us. Lord, we lift up unto thee my brothers and our sisters, O Lord God, who are in need. We pray, O Lord God. Those who need job, provide, O Lord. Give them job, O Lord God. Those who need house, provide, O Lord God. Give them shelter, O Lord. Lord, we pray, give them, provide them. Lord, stretch out your hand, Lord God, and give what my brother and sisters need, Lord. Into your hands, Lord, we commit them, O Lord God. Lord, help and protect them from any harm, from any work of the devil, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. It is truly wonderful, Lord, what you have done in our lives, O God. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us to be your child. Lord, we lift up unto you, Lord, our friends, our neighbor, our colleagues, and relatives who are lost. Lord, we pray. We pray, O Lord God, for the people who are lost, Lord. Touch their heart, O God. Speak to them, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch their heart, O God. Lord, use us. Use our lives, O Lord God, to share your word so that people will know and worship you and give their life fully unto you, O Lord Jesus. And someday, we will be together worshiping you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for that assurance, O Lord. Let us pray for UEE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for favor from God that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, documents needed. Lord Jesus, we lift up unto you, Lord, all these places. We pray that your light will shine to these places, Lord God. We pray for your protection, O Lord God, to my brothers and sisters. And bless them, Lord. Provide whatever their needs, O God. We pray, O Lord, give us favor, whatever logistic needs, documents needed, Lord, papers, we pray you will provide for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those in authority to know you, Lord. Reveal yourself to them, O Lord God, through vision and dreams. Lord, we pray, stretch out your hand and do wonders and miracles to their life, that they will know, that they may know you, O Lord God, and serve you. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good citizen and to preach your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for the church to grow, O God. We pray for more evangelism, more and more people to be saved. Lord, we pray for more Bible studies to be planted, O Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, and protect us to fulfill the vision of your church, Lord God, with this multiplication, O Lord God, to multiply, Lord. We pray for more workers to be added to us, Lord. We pray whatever gifts and tenants needed, you will provide, O God, for us. Lord, bless your church, Lord. Bring more people to serve and worship you, O Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord, bless the items of our worship today, O God. Anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the giving, Lord. Anoint the message. We pray, Lord, let your Holy Spirit be work in our midst, O Lord God. Yes, Lord, we pray for the recordings to use it mightily, O Lord, to reach the people and other congregation, O Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Together again, O Lord God, to worship you, to honor you, to magnify, O Lord God, the works that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And we pray, O Lord, that you will continue to fill us with the joy that comes from you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. May our homes be filled with dancing, O Lord God, and may the streets be filled with joy as we come to worship you, we know, Lord God, as your promise. All things will work together for good for us. Hallelujah.
Hear our praises.
heaven to earth, you have reached us, O Lord God. May our singing also, O Lord God, not just be a singing, but a worship and adoration to you. Hallelujah, O Lord God, we want to exalt you, O Lord. We want to exalt the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus alone. We thank you, O Lord God. We give you thanks. Among all the people, O Lord God, may our singing, O Lord God, will continue to be in their ears, O Lord God, that they will know that you are our God, the Almighty One.
How great thou art, and sing my song. when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art.
The Lord, let us collect our tithes and offering and first fruit. Let us open our Bible in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Malachi chapter 3 verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome. Delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Let us pray. Lord, we magnify and glorify your name. Lord, how majestic is your name, O Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, and your provision, O Lord God, your mercy and your grace to us, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for these tithes and offerings and first fruit, Lord. Bless these tithes and offering and first fruit. And use it, Lord God, to reach the lost. Lord, use it for the glory of your name, O Lord God. Bless also my brothers and sisters. Open the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there's no enough room to receive it, O Lord God. And we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord, we thank you and we praise you and be with us, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's pray for Israel. Let's pray for Jerusalem, let's pray for peace in the Middle East. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, O God, we pray. O God, you reveal yourself. You descend with the Holy Spirit upon your people, Jerusalem, protect them. Protect Israel, Lord. And I pray you humble them, open their eyes to see the Messiah. Through the scriptures, Lord Jesus, you visited Abraham. Visit them with the Holy Spirit and reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who fight against them. Oh God, I pray, I bind the spirit of false religion and false teaching in Islam. I pray you reveal the truth, O God, and set them free from all the lies. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace. We pray for this world to be seized right now. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayer. We pray for people to be saved, people to know you, people to follow you, O God. We magnify Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. I pray, anoint your word, O God. Speak through your word, O God. This is your word. And as we did the explanation, O God, you touch your people. O God, it is your Holy Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, say the Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify this. All we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We continue to speak about the fear of God. And this will be part 11. Let's open our Bible and I will read the message today. Psalm 19. The heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, clean, my servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, anoint my lips as I'm going to read, O God. Touch people, transform life, O God. And I pray, use this word to bring people back to you. I pray for the impartation of the fear of God in their life. We thank and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. God speaks and he preaches his word and his commands through the word of God that he has put in the Bible. He uses men and women who have dedicated their lives to serve God, to go and preach his word and make it reach to the end of the world. Therefore, we in the same way, we need to dedicate ourselves to live our lives to serve God and to bring his word to the people around us and to the people who are under our care. God also declares and speaks his words through another way, by using the nature of things to proclaim the message and to point out His presence, the presence of the living God, who is beyond what man can see in the universe. Paul spoke the following about God when he preached the gospel to the people in Lystra. As we read that in Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 14 and verse 17, what Paul said, "Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." What Paul said here about God, that he witnesses and testifies about himself by doing good things to all people he created. He gives rain and fruitful seasons of fruits and harvests of crops that fill our hearts with joy as we are filled with good food. So through nature and what God is doing in nature, He is speaking with us and interacting in our lives through various things that He is doing in nature to direct our thoughts and attention to Him in order to know Him, to acknowledge Him, and in order to commit our lives unto Him and start to serve Him. Verse 1, Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Heavens and the view of the firmament in heaven carry a message that there is a living God who created everything. The heavens declare the glory of God and His majesty over all the wonderful things that He created with His hand. Impossible that man, when he looks to the sky and see the stars, the sun and the moon, impossible that he will not be in awe of the sight, and impossible that he will not wonder about the divine nature and about God's presence behind all that. Notice here also that the writer of this Psalm 19 wrote heavens and not one heaven. Solomon spoke about the heaven of heavens cannot contain God in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 27. The heaven of heavens cannot contain God, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I had builded. So there are heavens and not one heaven. In the New Testament, Paul spoke about the third heaven, the paradise of God. Paul spoke about the third heaven, the paradise of God. We can read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one caught up to the third heaven, such as one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise. And heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. So when he wrote about the third heaven, it means there is the first heaven and there is the second heaven. So here, when man looks to heavens, he will encounter the glory and the majesty of God and even His power in the salvation of man's kind. As he became aware of the paradise of God, paradise, is the place that God prepared for us to live for Him and for ever. Psalm 19, verse 2. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The sight of heavens speak in the day and during the night to the observant of the going and coming of the day and the night in sequence and in perpetuation. He will continually receive the message of the love of God and will continually gain the knowledge that will cause his faith to increase. When you ponder on the heavens daily, you can see the greatness of God, and such will increase your faith on Him. Psalm 19, verse 3. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Such is the language of heavens that speaks about the great handiwork of God in what He created. And that is the message that went so far and reached all the people of various places and in various languages. The message of the heavens is not silent. The message of the heavens is not silent, but it is heard and well understood to every human being. Yes, the Bible needs to be translated to all the languages, but the heavens are still preaching the gospel to all the mankind, day and night, and in all their languages and in their different cultures. Therefore, as we watch the heavens and what God is doing every day in the nature around us, let our faith in God increase, and let us further trust on Him and live in obedience to Him. Psalm 19 and verse 4. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun. The message of the heavens going and reaching all the places of the earth. The message of God had covered all the vertical and the horizontal lines of the globe. God has set a house for the sun in heaven. Therefore, the one who looks to heaven, the sun will be taken as an object that cannot be missed out. The same as the thought of God and His real presence behind all what is created. Such fact, God as the Creator, cannot be ignored or put aside. Psalm 19, verse 5. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. The sun here is considered as a bridegroom. And the thought of a bridegroom is that everyone would be looking, focused, and in expectation for Him. Jesus is our bridegroom. Amen. Jesus is our bridegroom, and we as church, we are expecting, waiting for Him to come and take us, to be with Him forever. John the Baptist, in speaking about Jesus, he said about Him that He is the bridegroom, that John would be pleased to hear His voice, as He said in John chapter 3. John chapter 3, what John the Baptist spoke about the bridegroom, and he is happy to hear His voice. John chapter 3, verse 28 and verse 29. Ye yourselves bear My witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before Him. Verse 29. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This My joy therefore is fulfilled. Let's continue. When it says about the sun, rejoices as a strong man to run a race. That is considered a teaching to us that every morning when we wake up from the sleep means a new day, a journey, an opportunity to live for God and to serve Him, that we have a task to do and accomplish. I will repeat this. When it says about the sun rejoices as a strong man to run a race, that is considered a teaching to us that every morning when we wake up from the sleep means a new day, a journey, an opportunity to live for God and to serve Him, that we have a task to do and accomplish. We should wake up happy. We should wake up happy, rejoicing and accepting that we had a task for the day that we need to achieve at the sun. The sun rejoices as a strong man run a race. Therefore, we should be healthy in the spirit to go forward with a strong faith to serve the Lord every day and in every morning. Therefore, we should be healthy in the spirit to go forward with a strong faith to serve the Lord every day and in every morning. Psalm 19, verse 6. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. As the sun is going from one end of the earth, and diligently, step by step, over every second, minute, and hour, till reaching the other end on time, then we learn that we need to be diligent. We need to be diligent, persevering in accomplishing the particular assignments that are allocated for us to achieve in that day until the end of the day. We learn also from the example of the sun that our life is purposeful. Our life is purposeful, and even our daily routine work is fruitful and will serve the purpose of God in our lives as long as we had committed our lives to live in the center of His will. We learn from the example of the sun is not to be lazy. We learn from the example of the sun is not to be lazy and postponing what we ought to do. We learn also that as the sun runs on a well-decided course, we the same. God had ordained for us a course, a scenario, and a way that cannot change and do things of our own. There's a course, there's a scenario, and there's a way that we cannot change and do things of our own. At all the above mentioned points, how the way God is reaching to every humankind and speak to each and every one about His presence in his or her life, that the Lord speaks more. The Lord speaks more and to every human and emphasizes His message to us through His written word that is in the Bible. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The word of the Lord in the Bible, and the Bible as book, is the only available book that can change and transform the life of the people, because the Bible is the word of God. As you read your Bible to know God more and to draw near to Him, you will find that His word is perfect and no defect in it. And the Bible, from cover to cover, is the complete and adequate testimony of God. The Word of God is a challenge to you to be changed and transformed. That is what is meant here by converting the soul. Verse 8. Psalm 19, verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. To those who delight to follow the Lord, they will find that His statutes and commandments, what God wants us to do, are right and bring joy into their lives. And they will be enlightened with His pure word. The word of God will give you joy and will enlighten your mind and will show you the way that you ought to go in. And if the word of the Lord will give you joy and will enlighten your mind and will show you the way that you ought to go and live. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Those among us who are moving with the described way, they will draw more near to God by fearing Him. Fearing God will be manifested in the life of the disciple of Jesus when God becomes the focus and the center of their lives. Fearing God will be manifested in the life of the disciple of Jesus when God becomes the focus and the center of their lives, thoughts, action, and purposes. Those disciples, they will be so keen to take always the right decision and to be in the center of His will. The judgment of God or the punishment of God upon those who would go astray from His statutes and commandments, and the reward of God upon those who will keep His statutes and commandments. Therefore, for the disciples who determine to follow God and walk in the fear of the Lord, their lives will be manifested with the following. A, verse 10, Psalm 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. They will realize the truthfulness of God's judgment and will start to desire it more even than the material things in the world, even more than fine gold, and it will be to them sweeter than honey and will delight in them. Why for us, the judgment of God will be more desired than the fine gold and more sweeter than the honey? Because of the following reason. B, verse 11, Psalm 19, verse 11. Why for us the judgment of God will be more desired than the fine gold and more sweet than the honey? Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. With the judgment of God we will have warning. With the judgment of God we will have warning. So every time we read our Bibles, we will take warning from God's word, and we will be fully aware that in keeping them, we'll be receiving rewards. Those who fear God, you will find them keeping the word of God alive in their lives, in whatever circumstances, pressure, trial, or persecution. And so, as a consequence of that, you will find them rewarded. Therefore, let us adopt this style of life, to fear God, to obey His commandments and statutes, and to consider His judgments, to avoid the punishment of God, and instead will receive His reward and His blessings even during the times of trial and persecutions. Let us see verse 12, Psalm 19, verse 12. Who can understand His errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. They who fear God are humble and acknowledge their sins and easily can be corrected. Those who fear God are humble and acknowledge their sins and easily can be corrected. They will acknowledge that they might err or did wrong and are willing to be cleansed from their secret faults, that are not aware of once it is exposed to them. Once it is exposed to them, they are willing to be corrected. They desire to live in holiness. Those who fear God, they desire to live in holiness and will not be keeping sin to continue in their lives. Therefore, let us continue in the fear of God. Be humble and willing to be corrected whenever our errors are exposed to us. We have letter B, verse 13. Keep back their servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. They who fear God will give to God the full control, that their ego and the flesh will not have the control over their lives. Those who fear God, they will hear the Holy Spirit and will be convicted by His word and will turn away from their sins. They will take warning and will not give opportunity to any sin to control them. They will even pray to God not to let them by any means to be falling in sin and temptation. Therefore, let us continue to fear God and be humble and give Him the leading to correct us, praying to Him to cleanse us from our sins, that we are aware of them, and to deliver us from such sins that they will not have dominion over us, so that we will continue to live in uprightness and cleansed from sin. We have letter E, Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Those who fear God will not only allow God, the Holy Spirit, to work on them to cleanse them from sins, but they will work with God up to the point that they will allow Him to cleanse them from their evil thoughts and keep their hearts and minds clean before Him. So the words of their mouth will be pure and aware that He is the one who saved them and giving them eternal life, and their strength is from Him. Therefore, in the same way, let us allow God not only to cleanse us from sins, but even to allow Him to examine our hearts and minds and cleanse us, so that our thoughts and the words of our mouth will be pleasing to Him, for He is our Redeemer, and our salvation and our strength had come from Him. Jesus said about the heart, "It's the organ that makes man unclean," as He spoke the following to His disciples and to us. Let's read Matthew chapter 15, verse 17 to 20. Matthew 15, verse 17 to 20. Do not yet understand? Do not ye yet understand? That whatever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceeded out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not the man. Nothing from the outside will make the man unclean, but the evil thoughts that will come from the heart that defile the man. And from such we need to clean ourselves. Therefore, let us control our thoughts, let us control our tongues, and let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of the edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Ephesians 4:29. Paul spoke about what kinds of good thoughts that our minds need to have. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Our thoughts are spoken words toward God. Our thoughts are spoken words toward God. So if we carry evil thoughts, then as we are speaking evil words with God. But when we think of what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good, things of virtue, the praiseworthy things, such way of thinking shall please God. My dear and beloved, I pray that this word of God had helped you to be aware how much God loves you and how He worked out to reveal Himself to you through what He is doing in the nature around you and enriching you with what He is doing and with His word, teaching and promises. I pray that the message has given you a clear way how your faith in God would increase and how ultimately you will walk in the fear of Him. The time has come. The time has come to humble down and to be willing to surrender your life and your will to Him. The time has come to open your heart to Jesus, to believe on Him and to allow Him to be the Lord over your life, that He will be the one to lead you in the way that you need to go and in the plan that He had ordained for you to pass through. The time has come now to commit your life to live for Him and to serve Him. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, I come before in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sin to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that enlightened my mind and directed me in the way that I need to go through. Let us stand in God's presence. Renounce your sins and all your wrongdoings. Renounce your pride, doing your own will, your selfishness, your laziness, your bad thoughts, your anger and bad speech, your lack of reading the Bible, your lack of commitment, and your lack of perseverance to the task and the race that God has placed on you to finish. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, my sins. Forgive us, O God, our sins. Lord, I commit myself to start walking according to your word and the way that you had ordained to me as I received this message. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, more love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, self-control, and meekness, so that people will see Christ in me. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and willing to come back to you. Lord, uphold them with your grace. Give them strength and provide their needs so they will continue to serve you and live their life to you.
Consider
Come to God. Your church and uphold us, Lord, with your grace and mercy. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit once again and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our life to go and save. Lord, enable us to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus and to start to teach them your word. Lord, lead us to make new disciples and to train new workers and to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God.
May our spirits be filled with yours. Lead us, dear God, to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.